Shalom. Welcome to the Cloud with Apostle Michael A. Ohene, the Presbyter of Malek Fortress, a religious organization. In today's podcast, we are continuing with what I started, the gates of Zion. And today we are looking at a set pattern for Zion. Now, studying Nehemiah's rebuilding of the wall and gates of Jerusalem, we find a pattern that God uses in building his church. So the Bible says in Psalm 102 verse 16, when the Lord shall build up Zion, he shall appear in his glory. Now I want us to look at the book of Nehemiah, chapter 2, 17 to 18. Then said I unto them, ye see the distress that we are in, how Jerusalem lieth waste, and the gates thereof are burned with fire. Come and let us build up the wall of Jerusalem, that we be no more a reproach. Then I told them of the hand of my God, which was come upon me, as I also the king's words that he had spoken unto me. And they said, let us rise up and build. So they strengthened their hands for this good work. The Lord is building the church today, and the first thing you find is that Nehemiah got the people together, and they started with the gates of Jerusalem and then went onto the wall. This set pattern, typified by Nehemiah's rebuilding of the gates of Zion, corresponds with the restoration of the glory of God in the Christian life. There are 10 gates listed which indicate the pattern by which God builds up his people, whose walls are broken down and the gates burnt with fire, and brings his glory into their lives. The first gate is called Sheep Gate. The second gate is called Fish Gate. The third gate is the Old Gate. The fourth gate is the Valley Gate. The fifth gate is called Dung Gate. The sixth gate is the gate of the fountain. The seventh gate is the water gate. The eighth gate is called the horse gate. The ninth gate is the east gate. And then the last gate is the gate of Mepkad. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Psalm 51 verse 18, it said, do good in thy good pleasure unto Zion, and build thou the walls of Jerusalem. The gate of Jerusalem are the works of Zion, and the works of Zion are the works of the church. This is why the Bible tells us that God loves the works of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. The 10 gates which Nehemiah, together with the priest and the people, built are a type of the manifestation of the glories in the life of a believer, the outpouring of the supernatural life in and through us. Beloved in Christ, in my preceding episodes, I would take time and go through the various gates one after the other to explore what each stands for and what each means in our glorious walk in Christ Jesus. So previously, I touched on the gates, I touched on a set pattern of Zion, and we are moving to the various gates of the set patterns, which are 10 gates in all. God bless you for listening to this podcast, walk in this consciousness. Shalom.